Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Three other Big Ten teams were in action or are in action. Minnesota had an early game today on a Wednesday. Get some of that during this finals study time for the college athletes. Minnesota hosts Grambling, had no issues with them, beat them 96-64. And let's see if we can get an update on that DePaul Northwestern game. Refresh this as the teams come back out onto the court. So DePaul is leading Northwestern 47-19. That was at the end of the second. And so they are getting ready to start the third quarter. And then a game that won final, Princeton beat Rutgers 66-55 in Princeton, New Jersey. So Northwestern having a heck of a time with DePaul. And Rutgers falling today. So Wisconsin and Minnesota trying to carry the Big Ten flag. We'll have a whistle as we get started. And I think we had a scores table issue. So we will redo this. It's going to be Badger basketball going to our right to start things off. And a scores table issue of some kind. So they will reset things and we'll inbound it the far sideline. Wisconsin road red with the white trimming. And the white with the purple trimming for St. Thomas. Wisconsin, Dennis Jimenez, right of the paint. Goes back outside to Brooke Schrammick. Looks like same starters on the floor to start the game as in the third quarter. We'll go to Porter, right corner. High pass, hauled in by Jimenez. Seven to shoot, she'll go in. Knifes her way through defenders, left it short again. Claps her hands together. Another miss there on the layup. Stolen away, though. Saniya Copeland goes up. She'll miss the layup. Out of bounds, Porter. And that goes to St. Thomas. That is two missed layups by Wisconsin. One by Jimenez. That's unofficially third or fourth of the game. Copeland missed that one, and that was actually not just out on Wisconsin's Porter. She fouled player in the process, so she picks up her second personal here. Less than a minute into the third. 42-29, the Badger lead. Oh, there's going to be a big offensive foul is going up high on Copeland. That was a screen. I think it was Langbin who was called for that. Went up high, and Copeland's a little shook up. She might sub out here. Nope, she will stay in. So each team with a foul to start things off third quarter. For Langbin, that is her third personal, and she's really the player physically who they've matched up with quite a bit, her and Hammond with Sarah Williams, so they can ill afford for her to go out with foul trouble. But she is going to have to go take a seat. So Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter, again, 42-29 lead here, 1 minute into the third quarter. Wisconsin with the lead in the ball. Williams left of the paint, trying to go around Hammond, and there's a foul. I think that's on Hammond down low. That was great by Williams. She's just got such great strength now in her second year with a full offseason with the weightlifting program, just with her one arm holding off Hammond. And so that's going to be two as a team now for St. Thomas. And second personal for Hammond. And Wisconsin sticking with those same five out here. And then Jimenez throws it out on the sideline as couldn't connect with Porter. Wisconsin started the first quarter with a lot of turnovers and more turnovers to start the second half. So up comes the Tommies. And Scally almost lost it between her legs in the forecourt. Not a Hammond. She'll go outside right corner. Frenzel thought about a three. And instead, they'll swing it around on the left of the circle. 10 to shoot. Scally in the circle. Goes right through the Badger defense as they built a wall. She found a way through it. Nobody was there behind as a safety net. 11-point lead for Wisconsin. 8.5 to go, third quarter. Porter outside. Jimenez, three-pointer left corner. That's going to be wide right. Missed it. Rebound to St. Thomas. Tommy's good three-point shooting in the first half and an 11-point lead, but with the way the Tommies can shoot, that you're not comfortable with that. Scally atop of the wheel. On the right side, patient offense here for St. Thomas. Down low on Hammond. She'll go against Schrammick. Schrammick then knocks the ball away. There's going to be Porter. Boy, Hammond nonchalantly holding that ball, and Schrammick swatted at it, took it away. Ronnie Porter tracks it down. 2:06 into the third quarter. Each team struggling to not turn the ball over in this second half. Now a turnaround there is going to be Jimenez. Offensive foul. Yeah, ducked the head and the shoulder. Defender stuck with it in Frenzel. And that'll be another turnover on Wisconsin. 7:47 to go in a choppy start to the third quarter. 42-31, the Badgers with the lead. They'll set up on defense. Allie Douglas in for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams will go grab a water bottle and take a seat. Coach Mosley looking over a few of her notes. Hands on her hips as she watches her team get ready to play defense. Scally into the forecourt. For the Tommies, Copeland right up on her defensively. Struggled with her. Now gives to Frenzel. She'll go inside the paint looking for a turnaround. Back outside. Hill's going to probe right of the circle. She'll step into the paint. Outside, Frenzel. Left corner three. Passes it up. They'll swing it around to Glenn. Now Scally, 6 seconds to shoot. Outside, there's Hill. Three-pointer right side. Well wide to the right. Rebound Douglas for the Badgers. Impressive passing for St. Thomas. Couldn't finish. Lead stays at 11 for Wisconsin. Douglas now, right of the circle three. That's going to be short. Ball caroms out of bounds in the near sideline. And it will go to St. Thomas. 7:07 left in the third. St. Thomas in the Summit League predicted to finish 8 of 9 teams in the conference. Program with a lot of successful history, though, at the D3 level. Women's basketball competed in 7 Division III Final Fours. Scalia now inside, left paint. Lamker goes up, faked once, goes up, missed that. Good defense there by Brooke Schrammick, didn't foul her. And then Scalia has the ball and draws, I believe, a reach and foul that's called on Sanaya Copeland, and it is. So three team fouls here for the Badgers already. 6:46 still in the third remaining. Second personal on Copeland. Fresh 20 in the shot clock for St. Thomas. In the paint, Hill goes back outside. Glenn pulls it down, drives back outside for Hill. Now Scally, a three-pointer, straight on, and it rattles home. So just like that, 42-34. Wisconsin still the advantage, but it is down to 8, 6:25 remaining in the third. Cold start to the third quarter for Wisconsin scoring-wise. Have not scored yet in this third quarter. And that was just the second bucket by St. Thomas. Foul off the ball on a Tommy. Two subs in here for the Badgers. Leitzinger in for the first time in this second half. Williams also in. Copeland and Schrammick go down the line and high-five their teammates as they get a seat on the bench. So second personal called on Phoebe Frenzel out of Pewaukee. And that's going to be each team now with 3 team fouls. Inside, nice pass. There's Williams. Got bumped. Couldn't get the ball to go in, but we'll go to the free throw line for 2. That was a nice pass, lasered in from Deanna Jimenez. And Williams will go with 2 free throws. That is now 4 team fouls. So Wisconsin in the bonus the rest of this third quarter. And that was Jordan Glenn called for her first personal of the game. Free throw good once again for Sarah Williams, and she is having herself one of her better free throw performances of her young career. makes some bold, perfect swishes. 7 for 7 for free throws for Sarah Williams. Joe Langman comes back in for St. Thomas. Takes out Jordan Lamker. Langman playing with those three personal fouls, so Wisconsin would love to have her pick up her fourth, and she'd probably go take a seat until the fourth quarter. Up into the forecourt come the Tommies. 10-point advantage for the Badgers. 4 minutes into the third quarter. Glenn picked up her dribble. Now gives to Scalia. Goes down to Langbin. Good pass. Good eyesight to see that. Find it and thread the needle. And the lead again. 8 now for Wisconsin. They have the ball. 5:47 to go third quarter. Douglas high on the right side to Jimenez. Checking her options on the right side. Gets a screen from Williams. She's going to drive. Cuts her way through. Lays it up. That layup is good off the left. And you can tell for Jimenez a little extra care in laying that up after she's had some close misses. 5.5 to go third quarter. Wisconsin back to a 10-point advantage. Now Scalia turns the corner, and that's going to be a turnover there. Yeah, she carried it. Referee called it. Scalia is good with the ball, but sometimes when you get a little too fancy and you really get that wrist going, she carried it there, and referee calls her on that, and she didn't argue with it. 5:20 to go third quarter. 10-point lead for the Badgers. Back with the ball. Menez wants to drive some more. Whistle and a foul on which Tommy? I think it was away from the ball. I didn't see a reach in. And that's going to be on 21, Amber Scalia. That's her second personal, and that's 5 as a team now for St. Thomas, so that puts Wisconsin into the early bonus. Still 5:17 remaining in this third quarter. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. This will be 2 free throws for Deanna Jimenez. First free throw swirls in. 4 for 4 in this game for Jimenez. Earned her 5th start in 9 games. 9 games played, I should say. 10th game of the season here for Wisconsin. Second free throw good. Wisconsin up to 12 now for the lead. 5:12 remaining third quarter. Scalia moves into the forecourt, high on the right side. To Hill. She'll drive into the circle. Now pops back out. Trying to cross over Ronnie Porter. Porter sticks with her defensively. Now the pass to the three-point arc. Scalia. Step back. Long 2. Foot on the line. That's left short. Flying in. Langman for the rebound. Jump ball. And we'll see who has the possession arrow. It's Wisconsin's ball. Boy, Langman came flying in there with some athleticism. And that will be a timeout, an immediate timeout on the floor with the under 5. 4:56 remaining in the third. Wisconsin leading St. Thomas 48-36. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods in Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at QualityFoodsWisRapids.com.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Alex Libert producing Learfield Studios. Reed Magnum in for John Audius this evening. St. Paul, Minnesota, Wisconsin on the campus of St. Thomas, leading the Tommies 48-36. 4:56 to go, third quarter. And we'll inbound it here with St. Thomas left of the basket. And they'll run some offense. Hill goes just outside the paint. Now pass it to Scally. A left side. There's a three. And that's going to be a little wide left. Missed it. Rebound Sarah Williams. Williams 17. Make it 16. No, make it 17 points tonight. 16 points. Circus shot. Ronnie Porter. Oh, down on the right side. Flying in. Threw it up. Hit the rim three times. Didn't go down. And again, she's got a lot of family and friends here that were just yearning for that ball to go in. Didn't go, though. Lead stays at 12 for the Badgers. 4:26 remaining third quarter. St. Thomas on offense. Offensive foul called on the Tommies. And this is where physically you can just see the disparity. St. Thomas just not being able to compete and a lot of offensive fouls being called. There's Frenzel's third personal. Wisconsin now, they are in the bonus the rest of this third quarter. I'll bring the ball up here. But for St. Thomas, they're trying to stick with Wisconsin physically setting screens, but they've been called for multiple offensive fouls. They're just struggling to keep up with Badgers. There's a three-pointer by Leitzinger. A little too strong, right of the circle. Rebound, though. Long rebound goes to Copeland. Now left of the paint. There's going to be a nice pass. Williams down in an no-look feed, and Leitzinger knew just what to do with it. Puts it off the glass and in. 50 points now for Wisconsin. 36 for St. Thomas, under four remaining in the third. Scally underhand pass, pops it to Hill. She'll try the left side, go back out to Glenn. Now Scally a right corner. Trying to see if she can find an angle to shoot. Nothing there, Leitzinger good defensively. Now eight to shoot. Here's Hill. She'll drive in the paint, tries a floater. Blocked away from behind by Copeland. Good defense. And Wisconsin's Porter runs the floor along the near sideline. Right in front of her Badger bench. Hands it to Copeland. Gives to Williams, top of the wheel. Now there's a three-pointer by Copeland. That was really deep right of the circle. Left it short. Rebound comes to St. Thomas. Lead stays at 14 for Wisconsin. 3:17 to go, third quarter. And there's Langbin right block. Size disadvantage goes right over the top of Copeland. And that makes it 50-38. Wisconsin with the lead in the ball. 3:05 remaining, third quarter. Porter coming up the floor. Just 3 points for Porter in this game, but does have five rebounds. Now Sanaya Copeland hands it off to Ronnie Porter. Checking her options inside. Porter going to go inside the circle. Baseball pass over to Copeland. She'll drive. Boy, the lane, nobody was there. Reach in, foul called, and Glenn didn't like it. Turns around in disbelief. This will be two free throws for Wisconsin upcoming. Give Ronnie Porter a lot of credit with these 3 points. 1 of 5 from the field. Made her only free throw, but those 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, so she fills up the stat sheet in other ways. And when you're playing in front of so many people that you're trying to show out for them, she said it when we talked earlier today, I don't want to let anybody down. But to her credit, she's not forcing it. She's not playing outside of herself. She's playing within herself. First free throw missed for Sanaya Copeland. Second free throw upcoming for Copeland. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Second free throw, that one misses, but Copeland scurries to the left and grabs her own rebound. Now she'll drive left baseline, throws to the right corner for Porter. She'll now drive, picked up her dribble outside to Schrammick. Wisconsin 10 seconds to shoot. There's Copeland, three-pointer, left side, and she hits it home. Sanaya Copeland from 2 missed free throws to a rebound, and then the ball came back to her, and she knocks down the three. 53-38, Wisconsin, 2:20. Remaining in quarter number 3. Down low. Pichka in the game. Opichka for St. Thomas. Now Glenn in the paint trying to go around Leitzinger. Good defense there, though, by Wisconsin's Leitzinger. They'll throw it back out. 5 to shoot. Hill. No, she has to hurry. Left of the circle. 3 seconds. Now she'll drive on Porter. Goes up. Reach in. Foul called on Ronnie Porter with 1.7 left in that shot clock. 2 free throws here for St. Thomas. On the game, Wisconsin shooting 44% from the field. St. Thomas under 39%. Wisconsin 4 of 11 shooting threes. St. Thomas 7 of 13. Free throws, though, that's been one of the stories here for Wisconsin. 13 of 15 from the free throw line. This will be just free throws 5 and 6 for St. Thomas. They're 3 for 4 right now, make it 4 of 5. At the free throw line is Jade Hill. For Porter, third personal. Wisconsin 14 fouls, so that'll be bonus time the rest of the way in this third quarter for St. Thomas. Second free throw is good. 53-40, Wisconsin with the lead. Under 2 to go, third quarter, and this one gets knocked off. Little bump by Scally, and not enough to draw the whistle, and then that threw Jimenez off enough that ball bounced right off her knee. And a turnover called on Wisconsin. Turnovers have been a storyline in this game. Wisconsin at 14, St. Thomas with 17. 1:46 to go in the third. 13-point lead for UW on defense. Scalia, high on the right side. Boy, good defense by Copeland. Throws it out. It's going to be saved by Miner. 9 to shoot. Hill again, left of the circle. Every time she gets it, it seems to be deep in the shot clock. 5 seconds. Hill in the paint. Gives it off. Oh, wide open. Langbin. Good find as the double team came over to Hill, and she threw it right over the top. Left block to right block. And Langbin had the easy one. Still just an 11-point lead for Wisconsin. 1:18 to go in the third. St. Thomas has tried to make some runs in this third quarter. Wisconsin's answered offensively and defensively. Now a nice pass down low. There's Williams. Strong move off the glass. Gets fouled. Just too much for Langbin to handle. And a little roar let out there by Wisconsin's big. Sarah Williams goes to the free throw line for one. Sarah Williams, 19 points, will try and make it 20. 10 rebounds, 5 offensively, 5 defensively, 2 blocks, just 1 personal foul, so she's got a double-double. Free throw up, and it is good. Make it 20 points for Sarah Williams. 1:10 remaining in the third, 56-42 the Badgers. They settle in defensively. Here's Miner, top of the circle. Now Hill, left side. She'll streak in, goes back out. Now there's Miner, three-pointer. Wide open left of the circle. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to Brooke Schrammick. 52 seconds to go in the third. See if Wisconsin tries for a 2-for-1 here to get a shot off quickly. They do not. Now Williams goes down low. Oh, she missed the layup left side, then stopped. Held the dribble, picked it away from Hammond. Goes up twice, gets fouled in the face. She'll go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. And what goes from a miss on an easy one to 2 rebounds and then gets whacked, I think, in the ear. It's more the side of the face that she was holding. And if you've ever been hit like that, your ear can start ringing. And she's now going to take some deep breaths, walks from underneath the basket out to the three-point arc as she tries to collect herself for free throws. Referees will give her a moment. Trainers don't go out there. Referee asking her if she's all right, and she's pointing to her ear, and she's saying, I'm okay. Referee looking at her in the eyes, gives her a smile and says, all right, we'll let you shoot free throws. It's good by the referee just to make sure player's okay. First free throw up and no good. And there is your first miss for Sarah Williams. Was 8-for-8 before that. But again, getting whacked in the side of the head. Maybe disorients you a little bit. Second free throw for Williams. That is up. That is good. Made the adjustment on the second. 57-42. Lead back to 15 for UW. 39 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 12-second differential, game clock to shot clock. Here's Hill. Goes inside the circle. A lot of dribbles by Hill. Comes left of the paint. Sometimes Hill moves inside but doesn't look for anybody right away. Now Miner in the paint. She'll go back out. Leitzinger tries to sweep it away. Brooke Schrammick dives down to the floor. Will Wisconsin call a timeout? Jump ball. Possession arrow to Wisconsin on the scoreboard, but I think it's to St. Thomas. No, it is to Wisconsin. That will be Wisconsin's ball. So 19.5 left in the third. Shot clock turned off. Wisconsin will try and add to their 15-point lead. Referee testing the floor to see if there's any moisture on it. Nobody has to towel it off. He'll let them play on. So Jimenez, Copeland, Schrammick, Williams, and Leitzinger to try and finish off the third quarter with a bucket. 12 seconds left in the third. 15-point lead for Wisconsin. Jimenez for the Badgers. Waiting 7 seconds. Moves to her left. Now Wisconsin runs their offense 4 seconds. There's Copeland. Wide open 3. Right side. Little wide left. No good. Williams the rebound. Couldn't get it up in time. And that'll do it for our first 3 quarters. Wisconsin on a bit of a run in that third quarter to end it. Wisconsin outscores the Tommies just 15-13 in that third quarter, and they have the 57-42 lead. We'll come back with the fourth after this from St. Paul. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Just about ready for the start of the fourth quarter. Wisconsin leading St. Thomas 57-42. And it's time now for the Smart Play of the Game presented by ATC. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. And we go to Sanaya Copeland. We'll get back to that Smart Play of the Game presented by ATC momentarily. Start of the fourth quarter here, though. 57-42, Wisconsin with the lead. Three-pointer there on the left side. That was taken by Fierbach. And the rebound off the miss goes down to the Badgers. Now there's Jimenez, goes up strong off the glass and in. And Wisconsin starts off the fourth quarter in good fashion. 59-42, they lead. 25 seconds into quarter number four. Down low inside there for Fierbach, and strong defense by Wisconsin's Brooke Schrammick, and they'll pass it up the floor. Yeah, Wisconsin started with St. Thomas pretty even through the first quarter, but the Badgers have really been strong. It was 21-16 after the first quarter break. There's going to be a nice layup attempt. I mean, it was more pressured than that, but a scoop and score on the right side by Schrammick. Wisconsin's lead up to 19 now, 50 seconds into the fourth. It's 21-16 after quarter number one. And Wisconsin a plus 8 in the second quarter. Just plus 2 in that third quarter. But on a 4-0-1 to start off quarter number 4. 10 seconds to shoot. Down low. Go back outside. Hammond going to take a 3. That one bricked off the backboard. That's 0-for-3 on the season for Hammond. She doesn't take many, but with the shot clock running down, had to throw one up. And Wisconsin grabs the miss. 61-42 the Badgers. 8:42 remaining. Left side, three-pointer. There's Brooke Schrammick, and it's a triple. Throws three fingers up in the air with the number 3 on her jersey. Big chest bump from Williams, and we're going to have a timeout. Just a minute 25 into the fourth quarter by St. Thomas, and we'll take immediate timeout with it. 64-42 the Badgers. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
8:36 left in the fourth. Wisconsin leading St. Thomas 64-42. Let's go back to that Smart Play of the Game. Again, it's presented by ATC. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. She'll now drive, picked up her dribble, outside to Schrammick. Wisconsin 10 seconds to shoot. There's Copeland, three-pointer, left side, and she hits it home. Sanaya Copeland from two missed free throws to a rebound, and then the ball came back to her, and she knocks down the three. Smart Play of the Game presented by ATC. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. And you saw that was a sophomore, more of a veteran move. And as a freshman, you miss the easy one. You miss a couple free throws, maybe get frustrated, hang your head. She stuck with it. ended up getting 3 points instead of the two free throws. So Wisconsin leading 64-42, 8:36 left in quarter number three. Deanna Ximenez with 18 points for Wisconsin. That is a new career high for the freshman. Sarah Williams leads everyone with 21. Brooke Schrammick with 15. She is five away from tying her career high. She's had 20 twice in her career. Outside right, three-pointer. That was a high arcing shot by Lamker. Missed it. Rebound comes down the baseline. And who touched out? I think it was Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. She's not buying it. Referee, though, gets the ball from her. And it will be St. Thomas ball. 64-42, Wisconsin with the lead here in St. Paul. 8:18 to go in quarter number four. Wisconsin trying to improve to 6-4 overall. And St. Thomas would drop to 5-6 if this holds out. But still some basketball left to be played, although the Badgers looking comfortably ahead right now. Three-pointer left side. That one misses by Miner. Ball goes out, and that will be on St. Thomas's Lamker. And it will be Wisconsin's ball. Next game for the Badgers, they will host Eastern Illinois next Thursday at 6:30. So a bit of a break for the UW players. They will finish up their final exams, take a deep breath, and then get ready for the winter break and plenty of basketball games to be played with that. For St. Thomas, they will host UW Stevens Point on Saturday. So they're going to be right back to it in a few days. Wisconsin with the miss, and then with the ball is Scalia, reach-in foul by Williams, way away from the basket, all the way in the backcourt. Second personal by Williams. Really the first time she's had a foul like that. That I'd like to see her play a little smarter than that. Goes down the floor and sets up defensively. 7:47 to go, Wisconsin up by 22. Scalia high on the right side. Pass it back out to number 22, that's Emma Miner. And she will pivot around right circle. And now they'll go right back out to her. Not a clean pass. This will go out far sideline and a turnover. And it will go to Wisconsin. Copeland and Porter each with 3 2-points for Douglas and Leitzinger. So this has really been the Williams, Ximenez, and Schrammick show. 64-42, the Badgers. 7:25 to go. High on the left side, Deanna Ximenez. Gets the screen from Williams, stops, pops in the paint. Nice looking 12-foot jump shot. Very comfortable, and Ximenez really finding her spots on the floor that she likes. Up to 20 points now for the Badger freshman. 7:10 remaining. 24-point lead for UW. Outside and a hard pass, swallowed up by Lamker. Now to Hill, right of the circle. Ximenez giving her some space. Now she'll try and drive. Goes back outside. Hammond, right baseline. 10 to shoot. They'll reset offensively. Miner fires it over, and the left side is Scalia. Bounce pass to Lamker. 5 seconds. Outside, Scalia. Three-pointer. That's going to hit right where the rim and the backboard meet. Not close. Rebound there for Porter. She'll go up to Copeland. Gets stripped just as she goes up for the layup. It's good hustle by Scalia. Stays with Wisconsin. 6:43 to go. Wisconsin on the floor. Williams, Porter, Schrammick, Copeland, and Ximenez. St. Thomas getting to host back-to-back games. 6 of their last 7 have been on the road, so happy to spend some time in St. Paul. Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter gets a screen from Williams, probing for a spot. Nothing there. Now there's Copeland, three-pointer right side. That's going to be a little too strong. Nice, good box-out rebound. Here's Williams going to work. Goes up, a little too strong. Thought she got bumped. Sticking with it, though, is Saniya Copeland. The Badgers get to reset. They say that did not hit rim, so it's only 8 seconds in the shot clock. Porter realizes it goes up. Nice move. Left to just a little bit short in the left, and a good move. And that will go out, and it will go to St. Thomas. You can tell that Ronnie Porter just wanting to get something to work. 1 of 6 from the field. And you can tell so many people in the crowd trying to lean their bodies to get that little English on the ball. She's got a lot of family and friends here. In this 1,800-seat arena, you put maybe 40, 50 people here. It's a high percentage of the population. 6:06 to go in the fourth. 24-point lead for the Badgers. Make it 22-point lead. Down low on the right block, Langman goes over the top of Schrammick. Langman's had herself pretty good performance. She's had a challenge tonight dealing with Wisconsin's Sarah Williams, but had that third foul early in this game and has been able to avoid any more fouls in the second half. And so for Langman, she's sitting there with 10 points and has had to earn all of them. Now down low, good pass down for Schrammick. Good feed from Porter. Couldn't finish though on the left. Comes back to Hill, left of the paint. She'll pass it back outside, and St. Thomas will reset. 22-point lead 5:25 left in the fourth. Scalia head fakes left, tries to go around Porter. Good defense there. Porter holding her ground. Now a turnaround. That's going to be foul. Bucket goes for Jordan Lamker. Foul on Jimenez. She doesn't agree. And it'll be one free throw for Lamker out of Maple Grove, Minnesota. Let's see. They called that on Porter, and that would be her fourth personal. I thought that was pretty obviously on Jimenez. I think they have that wrong. So we'll see if that's officially what the stats show. Free throw missed by Lamker. Rebound goes down to Sanaya Copeland for Wisconsin. She'll bounce pass down low. Good job driving to the basket. Struggling with an awkward bounce, though, was Leitzinger, so she'll wisely just pick it up and move it back outside, and Wisconsin will set up offensively. Right baseline. There's Schrammick. Tries to bounce past it. Awkward angle to Jimenez. Stolen away by Hill. Now she'll run up the floor. Goes hard bump into Copeland. Foul. And that's going to be on Copeland. She doubles over and then shrugs her shoulders. And more free throws upcoming here for St. Thomas. We'll have a whistle and a timeout on the floor. So I believe they're going to make this a full media timeout. Yes, they will. So we will... No, we're going to keep it here. They are not going to call that a full media timeout. So I believe we're going to keep it here. We're going to give away some T-shirts into the crowd so the fans enjoy that. 4:56 left in the fourth, 66-46, Wisconsin with the lead. Coming up during our postgame, we'll try and talk with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. We're high above the floor, so the goal will be for her to call in, and we'll have our postgame conversation that way. Although I will say that Mitch, the director of operations, we were trying to figure out how good the cell service is down there by the locker room. So we'll do our best to have Coach call into the Learfield studios, and then we'll patch her through and talk to her that way. But if we don't hear from her, it's probably because they can't get the cell service, but hopefully it will work out. Other games going on involving Big Ten teams. DePaul all over Northwestern, 81-54, 5:15 left in the fourth there. Princeton beat Rutgers in Princeton, 66-55, and Minnesota knocks off Grambling, 96-64. Coach Mosley with the clipboard and still walking her team through what she wants them to do. Coaching them right to the end. 20-point lead, but Coach Mosley going to continue to coach up her players all the way to the end. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. So Wisconsin, little break here in the Big Ten play after opening it up with Iowa on Sunday. St. Thomas tonight, Eastern Illinois next week, and then they get into the grind. December 30th at Purdue. January, they've got Nebraska, Illinois, Northwestern, Michigan. They'll go to Iowa, Minnesota, Rutgers, all those games in January. So it's going to be a full slate of games. First free throw out of the timeout is good by Jade Hill. Second free throw is good. 66-48, the lead, though, for Wisconsin. 4:56 remaining in quarter number four as Ronnie Porter moves it across the half-court line and into the forecourt. Off to the left side for Hallie Douglas. Jimenez, Leitzinger, Williams, and Porter on the floor. So Coach Mosley still going with starters and key reserves off the bench. Three-pointer. There's Hallie Douglas right side, and she buries it. And there's a confidence booster there for Hallie Douglas. Again, working back from that ACL tear last year. Hits the three-pointer, and it looked pretty. Four and a half to go fourth quarter. 69-48 Wisconsin. Down low, that's going to be Langbin. Blocked away by Sarah Williams. We said earlier, you've got St. Thomas going to play UW-Stevens Point on Saturday. Played UW-Milwaukee this year, so a number of teams from Wisconsin playing the Tommies. Scally on the left side, moves into the paint, picked up her dribble. Boy, I thought she drug that pivot foot. Referee says it was tipped, so no travel there. Then a three-pointer left side by Lamker, and that one is in. Still an 18-point lead for Wisconsin, just a shade over four to go fourth quarter. Ronnie Porter into the forecourt, moves it over to Douglas on the left side. She's going to zip it over to Leitzinger, and they'll swing it around on the right to Jimenez. Looking for options inside. Wisconsin running offense. Leitzinger tries to cut through three Tommies. Reach in fouls called as she made her move. And that's going to be just the first team foul for St. Thomas in this fourth quarter. And we will see a sub here. Lena Patti Bandela come in for the first time for Wisconsin. Leitzinger will go take a seat. Bandela, the freshman out of Canton, Ohio. And Wisconsin will inbound it. Foul was on Hill. That's going to be her second personal, and we'll get two quick ones as Douglas got the ball down low. And I think this was a shooting foul. Another sub here on Aguian for Wisconsin. Takes out Sarah Williams, her night most likely done. Two free throws for Douglas. Foul was on Lamker, first personal. Two as a team now for St. Thomas. 3:52 to go, quarter number four. First free throw is no good. A little off to the right. Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Second free throw for Douglas. Up and rattles home. 70 points for Wisconsin. 70-51. 3:50 left in the fourth. All the wins for the Tommies, the five this year, they have kept their opponents under 70. So Wisconsin breaks that mark. And 19-point lead with 3:40 to go. Looking good. Inside, it's going to be tipped by Patti Bandela. Ooh, they call a foul. And she's got a look on her face. Thought she made a good defensive play there. So that's going to be four as a team for Wisconsin in this fourth quarter. So bonus the rest of the way for St. Thomas. Late subs on each side. Lily Cron comes back in for UW. Lizzie Steingraber comes in for St. Thomas. She's a freshman out of New London, Wisconsin. Her brother Chris played basketball at UW La Crosse not too many years ago, handful of years ago. Steingraber to inbound. Goes outside. There's Frenzel. Moves inside, trying to scoop that away was Douglas. Got around her, though. Now a dangerous pass to Lamker. Double team down low. Outside, there's Steingraber off the bench. Three-pointer, right corner, a little short. Looked good out of her hand. Frenzel grabs the rebound. Now she'll try and go up against Guillen and does successfully. Frenzel gets the bucket. 70-53, Wisconsin. 3:14 to go. Porter now. High outside towards the half-court line. Guillen hands to Patti Bandela. Comes top of the circle. Now for Douglas again. Gives to Porter. Tend to shoot for the Badgers. Porter behind the back dribble. Trying to hunt for her shot. Nothing there. Cron, seven to shoot. She'll go in the paint. Fakes it. Jump stops. Now she'll pop it back out. 3 seconds. Patti Bandela, three-pointer. And it's a swish. Bench jumped up right behind Patti Bandela. Loves seeing that go in for the freshman. She's got a big smile on her face. 20-point lead for Wisconsin. 2:40 to go in the fourth. Patti Bandela just getting behind that three-point arc. She's got some of the biggest shoes on the team. There's going to be down low for Langman. She's able to finish it off the glass on the right side. Give St. Thomas credit. They're fighting all the way through here. 73-55, Wisconsin. 2:23 to go, quarter number four. Porter now outside. Guillen. Pass it off to Patti Bandela. Likes that right side spot. This time she'll drive. Goes through two defenders. Gets fouled. Two free throws upcoming here for Wisconsin's Lena Patti Bandela. Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day's sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. So two free throws for Patti Bandela. It's going to be a little too strong off the back of the iron. Gets the second on the shooting foul. Second free throw, that is good. And Wisconsin leads 74-55. 2:12 to go in the fourth. So the plan for the Badger team is they're going to get back on the bus tonight, make the trip about 4 hours out of the St. Paul area, get home late tonight, early morning hours. Three-pointer by St. Thomas. That's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Wisconsin ball. That was Fierbach with a miss. And they'll get back early morning hours to Madison, and then some players, more final exams, get ready for all that. It's a busy week around campus with the finals. I graduated in 2016 from the business school. I do not miss finals week. That is a lot of fun parts of college. If Finals week, not one of them. Fun when it's over. Porter, left side. Passed up a three, 8 seconds. Porter, boy, so many people want her to shoot. She does. Circus shot, spun it off the glass too much. And 90 seconds to go. Rebound comes down to St. Thomas. They'll run the floor quickly. Steingraber passes up a three. Porter then takes it away, and she's going to run up the floor. Nobody's going to catch her. She'll go up, layup in, and there's a big cheer for Ronnie Porter. Great steal turns into points for Wisconsin, 76-55 with a minute 13 to go in the fourth. Into the circle. Frenzel swatted away. Good defense by Guillen. Goes right to Patty Bandola. Some of these players like Guillen, Patty Bandola, not seeing as much time with Kron getting healthier, and especially Hallie Douglas, but making the most of their minutes here at the end. Under a minute to go. Patty Bandola goes up, gets fouled. She'll have a chance at the three-point play. Boy, Patty Bandola showing Coach Mosley that she deserves some playing time, and Coach Mosley giving us some applause there. Asked her about Bandola a little while ago, and she said, I love Lena. She's just one of those people that's so easy to root for and like, and she just does her thing. She's not trying to be flashy. That was a flashy play there, but she's a real steady presence as a freshman. So Patty Bandola with two free throws. Wisconsin makes these. They're going to be up to 80. Check that, just the one. She made it, so had one free throw. Didn't miss. So 78-55 the score. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Again, post-game show to follow. We'll talk with Coach Mosley. Give you a team and individual stats, look at the Big Ten, and get you ready for the next game for Wisconsin, which isn't until next Thursday. Into the paint, back outside, three-pointer. There is Frenzel, and that's going to be wide left. Missed it. Been a tough shooting night for Phoebe Frenzel. Ball poked out by Jimenez of Wisconsin, so it will stay with St. Thomas. 31 and a half seconds to go. Get a last-second substitution here for the Badgers. And this is going to be Sasha Vanderpool who checks in for the first time. Patty Bandola will go take a seat. Frenzel again high on the right side. Some folks starting to make their way to the exits wearing purple and white. Badger fans, though, they're going to stay here all the way to the end and talk to these players after the game. Lamker struggles with the pass inside. There's going to be Jimenez. She's hunting for more points. Then she'll get called off by Coach Mosley, and she'll dribble out the rest of the time at the half-court line. Jimenez was trying to go to the bucket and get more, and Coach Mosley gave her a holler, and she put on the e-brake and dribbled the rest of the time out. 2 seconds, 1 second. That's going to do it. Wisconsin defeats St. Thomas 78-55. We'll take a break. We'll come up with our post-game show when we return to St. Paul. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin wins here in St. Paul against St. Thomas. Welcome into our post-game show. We'll jump over to Coach Mosley when she's able to call in again. We're not courtside for this game. We're up high above here at St. Thomas. Beautiful view of the arena, but tougher to do a post-game interview. So Coach Mosley will hopefully be able to get some cell service down there by the locker room and call in momentarily. Let's start, though, with team stats, and then we'll stop and talk to Coach Mosley whenever she's on. So Wisconsin, for the field goal percentage tonight, they go 46.6%, and that is 27-58 from the field for St. Thomas, 38%, 20-53, and we've got Coach Mosley. So, Coach, there's a lot to like in that game, and you said in the pregame really wanted to see your team play smart with the fouls. Sarah Williams, 21 points, just 2 personal fouls. You've got 3 players that go into double figures, and let's start off with Sarah Williams. I thought tonight, you said in the pregame, didn't want her to overplay. What did you see from your big player down low?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about it, right? Like coming off of a tough game and wanting, I think she probably could have had even more if she would have finished her layup a little bit more. But, you know, I just think that she played really well on both ends. And obviously, we know what a talented player she is. And I think it's a good thing for her to be able to come off and shake off the rust a little bit.
You're a perfectionist coach. You have to be as a head coach. There's a few missed layups. I don't want to nitpick, but it's something off with the rims. I saw a few players. Jimenez had a look on her face at times. She wasn't quite sure. She had 20. She could have maybe had 26, 28 tonight. But it seemed like your team, even despite St. Thomas coming out fast, your team stuck with it, stayed within themselves. And then Jimenez goes for 20. That's a career high for her as a freshman. You're starting to see her, with all that athleticism, I think, really start to find her game and her rhythm within your offense.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that obviously, like, she's great at getting downhill, and it's hard to keep her in front of you. And I think that we're, you know, we're also doing a nice job of being able to play through the post a little bit and stuff, more movement off of the post as opposed to just getting stagnant. And so I think on all, you know, when we're doing that, it puts me in a position to be able to go downhill. Ronnie, you know, being able to go downhill. And then it also takes all the pressure off of Sarah and the paint.
Couple more for you, Coach. Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Her team wins 78-55. Ronnie Porter, 5 points, but 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, filled up the stat sheet in other ways. It's not easy playing in front of, I mean, it seemed like half the gym was here for Ronnie Porter. But she stayed within herself, and even when things weren't going her way shooting-wise, she stayed with it. Did you give her any advice throughout the game, or did you just kind of let her do what she does?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's, you know, obviously you want to play well in front of your family, but it's also about trying to continue to help her develop as a point guard and running our team and making sure, you know, if we get a little bit, you know, let it get away from us a little bit as far as, like, our transitions, like, slowing it down and getting some positions. But, you know, I think she handled the moment really well. She continued to play well and lead our team. And the thing about Ronnie is whether she's scoring or she's getting assists or rebounds, she's always going to play hard for 40 minutes.
Final one for you, Coach. How happy is the head coach to have this game done and can let your team go finish up their finals?
Ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Head coach of the Badgers, Marissa Mosley. Yeah, the pregame, she said, these are tough. These are tough weeks on the players with the final exams. These are tough weeks for coaches because she said, especially Wisconsin, academics, of course, very, very important. And these players are taking some tough classes. But she said, you know, it's by the time you get them in the gym after they've been studying so much, sometimes their brains are fried, and trying to install defenses and inbounds plays and all that is easier said than done. So she said, it's got to go in here, play well tonight, and her team certainly did, and then let these players go handle their schoolwork. And again, Wisconsin doesn't play again until next Thursday, so this team will be able to really focus on some things. They'll still have practices and all of that, but get a chance to relax a little bit and get through that important schoolwork. Let's go back to those team stats, and we'll take a break and look at individual numbers. But team stats here for Wisconsin, 7 of 16 from shooting threes, so that is almost 44%. St. Thomas took 23 three-point attempts, made 8 of them, so that is just under 35%. Free throws for Wisconsin cooled off a little bit in the second half, but they finished 17 of 23, so that's 74%. St. Thomas, 7 of 9 for 78%. Big rebound advantage for Wisconsin, 40-27, 16 of those offensive for UW, just 10 for St. Thomas. We had 4 ties, 9 lead changes in the first half. It was very back and forth first quarter before Wisconsin pulled away and ended up leading for 33 of the 40 minutes in this contest. More numbers here for Wisconsin, 14 assists, 17 turnovers. And for St. Thomas, 16 assists, and they had 22 turnovers. This was a turnover-filled game, especially in the first half. 14 bench points for UW, 12 for St. Thomas, 6 blocks for Wisconsin. St. Thomas just with 1 big size disparity. You can see it in that statistic. For Wisconsin, they had 7 fast break points. St. Thomas with 8, 14 steals for the Badgers, 7 for the Tommies. 24 points off turnovers compared to 12 for St. Thomas. Wisconsin dominating points in the paint, 38-22. St. Thomas committed 22 fouls in this game, Wisconsin with just 13. So the Badgers, again, physically a bit too much for St. Thomas to handle. As you would expect, again, the Tommies just their third year transitioning from D3 all the way to D1. We'll look at individual numbers when we come back. Wisconsin wins tonight in St. Paul 78-55. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Final score in St. Paul, Wisconsin defeats St. Thomas 78-55. Welcome back to our post-game show. Let's look at individual numbers. And for Joe Langbeth, as we said, Langbeth, the 6'2 junior, had the tough duty against Sarah Williams for Wisconsin, and she had a great night scoring. I mean, 14 points, but 7 of 10 from the field. Just 0-for-1 shooting from downtown, 4 rebounds, and 1 turnover. Did end up fouling out very late, but 7 of 10 from the field. And I think that's a pretty good performance considering she had to take on one of the better big players out of the Big Ten. 13 points for Scalia. Her average just over 17, so not far from that. 4 of 9 from the field, 3 for 5 from threes. I thought that Wisconsin did a good job not letting her take over because she does have the shooting capability to really get streaky, and she didn't. She was pretty contained, I thought, by Wisconsin. And 13 points for Jade Hill, but that was off 3 of 9 shooting. She took 6 threes, made 2 of them, 5 of 6 for free throws. So 13 points, 3 of 9, not super efficient. Wisconsin pretty good in limiting her. And then Lamker with 7, 3 points for Glenn, 3 points for Miner, and 2 points for Frenzel. Let's look over at those Wisconsin numbers. Again, 3 players in double digits. 21 points for Sarah Williams. She leads everybody, 6 of 12 from the field. 9 for 10 shooting those free throws. 14 rebounds, 9 of those offensively. She had 3 assists, 3 blocks. Only 2 personal fouls in this game, so a double-double for the Badger sophomore. 20 points, career high for Jimenez, just a freshman, so hopefully many more times she'll break the 20-point mark, but that's what she had tonight, so that's best for her in her young career. 7 of 13 from the field, 1 for 3 from downtown, had a rebound offensively, 1 assist, did have 5 turnovers, but 1 block, 3 steals, 2 personal fouls, so a good night for Wisconsin's Deanna Jimenez getting the start. And then Brooke Schrammick, 15 points, 6 of 9 from the field, 3 for 4 from downtown, 4 rebounds. She had 2 assists in there, a couple steals and a block. Some of those threes were right when St. Thomas was trying to make a bit of a push, and she hit him with a 3. So a good game by Wisconsin's Brooke Schrammick. 6 points for Hallie Douglas. Ronnie Porter finished with 5. Also 6 points for Patty Bandela coming off the bench. She made a couple of field goals, including a 3, and made a free throw in there too. So she came out and got that Badger bench all fired up with her 6 points and 3 points for Saniah Copeland. That all adds up to a 78-55 win for Wisconsin. We'll take a break, check Big Ten scores when we come back. We'll also get you some highlights too. Badgers win in St. Paul. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com.